16, over.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, we're going to turn the voice off for the Priestley checklist, okay?
Would you stand by just a minute, 16? Houston, do you have your O2 heaters configured?
It's firm, 1 and 2 is off, 3 is in auto, and the... H2 heaters are both in auto.
Roger. Apollo 16, Houston, this is McKen. Do you have anything to report on your film status?
That's in work, Henry.
Okay.
Henry on 16mm magazine Alpha Alpha. We have approximately 20% remaining.
Copy.
Magazine November, that's a 70mm. We're up to frame 33.
Okay.
And on Oscar, it's frame 18.
Roger, 1-8. Roger, the first part of your transmission was blocked out. We had an antenna switch. However, on the PTC, GNC thinks it'll go throughout the sleep period, and then we'll reinitialize after you wake up. But he doesn't think it'll go the full 16 hours, but it's good for the sleep period.
Okay. And the first thing I said was we'll go without the tone booster. We'll go with normal comm tonight.
Okay.
That's for the caution of warning part.
And Ken, did you use anything out of mag, Juliet?
That's negative.
Roger.
Hey, Henry, are there any onboard readouts that you folks would like to have?
Negative 10, I think we're all in good shape here. Everything looks good at this point. You got anything else for us?
No, I'm just looking ahead. I've got 5.5 minutes to go to sleep.
Roger, why don't you take that? Y'all did a real good day's work. Only two things left to do is those two comm switches, the squelch and the normal mode voice. Get a good night's sleep. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. This doesn't come in the work category.
And the communications officer here in Mission Control has reported that the crew has indeed turned off the voice switch aboard the spacecraft and are settling in for a night's sleep. The spacecraft analysis status report, dated at 14 hours ground elapse time, less than an hour ago, most of the entries state no change or performance is normal. For example, in propellant usage on the CSM reaction control system propellants, they are now 349 pounds over the predicted budget for this time in the flight. Fuel cells are working normally. All the cryogenic tankage are in normal condition. The S-band high-gain antenna was stowed at 12 hours 48 minutes prior to the time they set up the rotisserie or passive thermal control barbecue mode, in which they spin at about 3 revolutions per hour to stabilize the thermal response of the spacecraft. All other quantities of hydrogen, oxygen are well within predicted limits. Batteries are all up, operating normally with the required amp hours loaded. About a half hour ago, there was a brief discussion of a slight change or drop noted in the suit compressor delta P, or differential pressure, when they changed a lithium hydroxide canister. These lithium hydroxide canisters scrub the carbon dioxide from the cabin atmosphere. There was no concern voiced, however, by the flight control team, and it was merely a matter of curiosity. Apollo 16, now 70,213 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity 6,744 feet per second. Crew is signed off for the night, and unless some reason arises to talk either back to Mission Control or for the flight control team to contact the crew, we shouldn't hear from them for the next 8 hours. At 14 hours 58 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.